97.9, 105.5, Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. You know her from Top Chef. She is a food critic. Katie Lee is on the line. Katie, how are you?
Hey, Big Papa. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Where am I catching you this morning?
I'm out in the Hamptons.
Well, thank you very much for getting up early, Hampton, doing the Hampton thing. And
yeah, just having my coffee. This isn't early for me, though. I usually get up around 6:30. So at this point, I've already had 3 cups of coffee.
Oh, that okay, so you're on my schedule. Okay, so...
Yeah.
So is it a conscious decision to get up that early? Do you have like, is that like part of your routine at this point?
Yeah, you know, I just like waking up early. I'm a morning person, and I feel like I've missed the day if I sleep in. So I don't even close my curtains at night. I leave them open, so I wake up when it gets light outside.
So you're not one of those prima donnas that wears like the keep the sun out mask when you go to bed?
No.
Okay. So we'll talk about the new book, Groundswell, in a second. Of course, you can check out Katie Lee. KatieLeeHome.com is the website. How in the world do you get to become a food critic? Because that seems like one of the coolest jobs ever.
Is it not? I mean, it's pretty awesome that I get to eat for a living and cook. I don't necessarily consider myself a critic because I don't like telling people when I, you know, when their food's not good. I do that when I judge on a show. But I just love cooking, and I grew up in my grandma's kitchen, and it was a hobby, and somehow it became a career, so I feel incredibly blessed.
And talk about the new book. The new book is called Groundswell. It's available everywhere. Talk to me about it.
Well, you know, I wrote 2 cookbooks in the past and always wanted to try fiction, and I kept thinking I had to write about food, like write about a girl who worked in a restaurant or a hostess or whatever. And I couldn't get a story to stick. And a couple of summers ago, I learned how to surf. And one day I was on the beach, and the idea for this book struck me. And it's about a young woman named Emma who is married to the biggest movie star in the world, like a George Clooney type of guy, really hot, hunky movie star. And her world comes crashing down around her. She goes to Mexico to flee the paparazzi and starts taking surfing lessons, and she meets a really hunky surf instructor along the way.
Now, see, why does it have to be hunky? Like, I'm a big guy. I used to be 450. I've you know, shed a couple hundred pounds, but I'm definitely not hunky. Why do they always have to be hunky?
Well, you know, everybody's definition of hunky is different.
Why can't it be a good looking guy who's got a couple extra pounds, who's got a great personality? Why can't it be that?
Hey, you know, we love that too, especially a guy with a good sense of humor. To me, that's number one. He has to have a good sense of humor.
We're talking to Katie Lee. The new book is called Groundswell. KatieLeeHome.com, or you can follow her on Twitter, Katie Lee Kitchen, at Katie Lee Kitchen. I know a lot of people know you because of your past relationship with Billy Joel. I don't want to really ask a lot of questions about that, but what I do want to ask you about is the dynamic of a relationship. Older guy, younger girl, and some of the... If you could give advice to anyone that was in a relationship like that, with an older guy or a younger girl, or an older girl and a younger guy, what advice would you give someone who is in that type of relationship where, you know, there may be 10 years apart or 15 years apart, as far as trying to make a romantic relationship work?
Well, I would say that every person's different, and, you know, different people are at different maturity levels. Bill and I used to like to joke that we were actually really close in age because I was so much older and he acted so much younger. So we kind of met in the middle. And I think that when you see a successful May-December romance, that's usually the case. So it really just depends on the people. But I'd say just, you know, like with any relationship, compromise is a big thing, and do things that the other person likes, and at the same time, you do things that, you know, they need to do things that you like to do. So that finding that common ground, that middle ground, is important in really any relationship.
Has the paparazzi calmed down with you at all since everything has kind of calmed down?
Oh,
with
yeah,
them?
they don't care about me.
It's got to be nice, though. It's one of those things, and I would imagine, and if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. Again, we're talking to Katie Lee. KatieLeeHome.com is the website. Groundswell is the name of the book. I would imagine, like, the first couple times you see the paparazzi, it's almost flattering. Wow, I'm important enough for them to take pictures of me. But then after a little bit, and especially when things went bad, I would imagine that it became a real big nuisance real, real quick.
Well, you know, I always felt so insecure in front of a camera like that. It's definitely a very weird feeling. And when we split up, I had cameramen outside my house for days. And I just left, you know, I was like, I'm out of here. I don't want to be around this. And that was kind of one of the topics that I explored in Groundswell. Because I was, you know, I thought about how I felt and I was able to write that for my character as well. And Emma, you know, how she wanted to get away from the paparazzi when their marriage went south. So that's why she went off to Mexico and I went and stayed with a friend. I just wasn't interested in participating in that. And, you know, it's a very weird feeling for sure.
Having gone through that in your future stuff, are you going to try to stay away from people that are in the public eye, or is it just going to, you know, whatever happens, happens?
Oh, whatever happens, happens. You know, I've always been the type of person, I don't like to try to plan things. I let things evolve.
Being a celebrity at this point is not a deal breaker for you?
No.
I
don't know that I have any major deal breakers.
What about if, you know, a 6 foot tall, lost 200 pounds, kind of funny guy, upstate, no paparazzi around, well, Central New York paparazzi, but definitely not like TMZ style. Anything like that? Teddy bear kind of?
Well, you know, do you like to eat?
I used to be 450 pounds. I love to eat. Let me tell you something.
I love to cook for a man.
Oh, my God. What's your go-to dish, Katie Lee? What's, like, if you, like, you invite me over, hypothetically, allegedly, hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, and you're bringing out all the stops, what's your favorite dish to cook for a guy?
Well, I have a dish that any woman out there listening, if you're trying to get your guy to put a ring on it, this is the meal to make him. It's a meatloaf, and I call it a man loaf, because if you make it for a man, he's destined to fall in love with you.
Wow.
And I speak from experience. It works. So that's the recipe. If I'm really trying to lay it on, I make the meatloaf, and I'll pull it out for everybody.
That is fantastic. We're talking to Katie Lee. You know her from Top Chef. You know her from all kinds of appearances all over the place. New book is Groundswell. Of course, there's cookbooks out as well. The website, katieleehome.com, or you can follow her on Twitter, @KatieLeeKitchen. Before you go, quick six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Three shows that are on your DVR right now.
Bachelorette, Real Housewives, and what else am I into? Entourage is getting ready to start.
Favorite toy as a child?
Barbies.
Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
The new Katy Perry, that TGIF.
You're going on a road trip. What are your go-to snacks?
Doritos.
The blue or the red?
Blue.
Okay.
Popcorn and Raisinets.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Shoulders.
Favorite toy as an adult?
Favorite toy as an adult? I don't know. That's kind of a personal question. I don't know. Computer or iPhone.
There you go. What's your go-to app?
I don't really have any apps. I guess Twitter. I'm not very tech savvy.
It's all good. It's Katie Lee. The new book is Groundswell. Online, katieleehome.com. Follow her on Twitter, Katie Lee Kitchen. And thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Right. Bye, Big Papa.
Katie Lee, everybody. We'll be right back. Big Papa in the morning on KISS FM.